Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad you are here. We're counting down to the NFL draft as we continue to bring you more guests and more analysis, guys, when it comes to the draft, which is tomorrow. At least it starts. And then it goes through the weekend. We'll have full coverage for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. And we've been telling you that nobody's covering this thing better or more in exclusive than us. All right?
Because in-depth.
In-depth. Thank you. We have you Thursday night. After Mike and I get done, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, live coverage from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We've got you Friday night. Wait for it, tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle, bring you rounds 2 through 3. And then on Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, live for the final 4 rounds. And then, of course, we're back Monday discussing all of this with you. So we're trying to find out what's going to happen. And joining us right now is Greg Allman. He is a guy that covers the NFC South for Fox Sports. We enjoy getting him on. And Greg, as we try to figure out what these other teams in the division are going to do, because we've been going back and forth on the Falcons, I'll start there and getting your thoughts on what you're hearing and what you think. But I also want to know your thoughts on the Panthers and the Saints and the Buccaneers. How you doing, Greg?
Doing well, guys. Hope you are, too.
We are. Just trying to, you know, pinpoint where this may go for us. And it's been difficult because there's so much stuff that could happen in front of us at 8 if we stay at 8. With that in mind, what are you hearing about the Falcons and the potential of who they may go with tomorrow?
I still think edge makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's a position they've kind of neglected. Need an upgrade there. And if things go as the way people think, they should be able to get their pick of literally any defensive player in the draft at 8 right now. Enough so, it wouldn't surprise me if they could trade down a few spots. To me, if you're sitting there at 8, if nobody has jumped up for J.J. McCarthy at that point, I mean, I think that's one of those where you can call up Minnesota at 11 and Denver at 12 and remind those two they're bidding against each other for the same type thing. We did a beat writer mock draft in our Fox Sports staff and was able to trade down from 8 to 12 and still get Dallas Turner and gained a third rounder and a fifth rounder as well. So I still think edge makes the most sense. It would surprise me if they went another direction besides that.
Yeah, Greg, we always get into the value, and do people feel, and we go through all these mock drafts, and literally I've gotten too many, but it just seems like if you feel that a guy like Latu, if he didn't have the neck, would he be a consensus top 10 guy?
I would think so. I mean, he still could if somebody kind of gets the green light medically. It's hard to say. I mean, to me, for the Falcons, if they can have their pick of the litter at 8, I would think that you go with somebody who doesn't have any concerns at all. And Turner's a fairly, blemish-free player. So you can remove the risk entirely. Maybe if they, really like if they like Latu, they could. I would be surprised if Latu's the first edge off the board, but it could certainly happen.
Tell us about the Saints, because we have the 8th pick, and we're going through the division here. They are, a little bit behind us there, and I think the Saints, this is I'm not going to say a make or break year, but the Derek Carr thing, I'm not sure about whether that's working the way it should. They pick 14th. What do they need, and what do you think they're going to try to do?
They absolutely need an offensive tackle. It's like the easiest positional match after the first couple of quarterbacks in the entire draft. Trevor Penning hasn't been what they wanted him to be as a former first-round pick. They've got injury issues. So, no, I think even if it means taking the third tackle off the board, I really think they'll go tackle at 14. I'll be very surprised if they don't. It's a clear need. One of the deeper positions at the top of this draft where it works out well for them. They shouldn't have to trade up unless they're just super, super high on one guy. And that lets them, you know, solve. At 14, you should be able to get a tackle that's a plug-and-play week one starter.
Right. And they do need that. That's for darn sure. It's Greg Allman, guys. He is born a drafting man. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Sorry, I was going for the Greg Allman reference.
Very nice.
A lot of folks feel that it will be QB, QB, QB. So everything really gets cooking with the Cardinals. And how do they turn down Marvin Harrison? What do you think Harbaugh? Let's just say that it's chalk. What is Harbaugh going to do at 5?
It's intriguing. I mean, it's one of those where, I mean, he certainly needs help at receiver. Can have his pick at the tackles if he wants to get all from Notre Dame. That would make sense. I tend to think it's receiver there just because, you know, they've lost Allen. They've lost, Mike Williams, two absolute mainstays there. And you have a chance to get a guy that'll come in. I mean, whether it's, you know, if Harrison's gone, you're talking about Neighbors probably over a Dunze, but an immediate, you know, 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown, wide receiver one type. Just to make sure, I mean, there's no sense in giving Herbert as much money as they're giving him if you don't arm him with solid receivers. And I think that makes the most sense for me.
Greg, we know Carolina doesn't have a first-round pick. That's Chicago's. But what about the Bucs? And, you know, they pick in the 20s, right? That was a playoff team last year. I think they have picked 26.
Yes.
What are they trying to do in Tampa?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. The two things that line up most often and kind of make the most sense for Tampa at 26 would be interior offensive line and edge rusher. I think if you look at some of the prospects that are likely to be there in the mid-20s, the Oregon center, Jackson Powers Johnson, would make a lot of sense there. A lot of people like the Duke offensive lineman, Graham Barton. He's a little bit of a center guard. Could be either. I think that's an area they know they can upgrade. They've signed a couple of middling free agents that could help there, but that makes a ton of sense. I don't think any of the elite edges will be there at 26. Certainly, Lotu will be gone. Turner will be gone. Verse will probably be gone. I don't know how high they are in Chop Robinson. He might be someone who's there at 26, but those all make sense. I mean, honestly, if there's not an obvious top-tier guy there, that's a spot where they could probably trade down a few picks and pick something up if they weren't sold on with their options at 26.
It's a Greg Allman, guys, NFC South reporter for Fox Sports here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we give you exclusive, compulsory, because you have to listen, coverage of the draft. You must. What about the corners? Because we really need a corner. Right now it's A.J. Terrell starting against guys that were like practice squad guys. So are you as like lukewarm on the corner market as some analysts are?
No. I think there's good value. In fact, I really, looking at this, it wouldn't surprise me if they took that second pick, which is 43rd. When I did a mock draft, I had them taking Lassiter, the corner from Georgia, at 43. But honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they moved up. If some of these, I mean, you think about the depth at corner, not necessarily the top three, but like you get to the fourth, fifth corners, guys like Kool-Aid McKinstry, the Higgins kid from Wiggins kid, I should say, Nate Wiggins from Clemson. They're both likely to be there around 30. So if you could take 43 and pair it with the lesser three or even a four, and that gets you back up in the end of the first round, I really think that would make a lot of sense. You come out of it with two defensive starters in the first round. Wiggins is super young. I don't think he's even 21 yet. I think they, not only is Terrell going to be a free agent, but they have to replace the guy opposite him. I mean, it's one of those where it's kind of a double need, if you will. You want to make sure you have some leverage with AJ when he's looking for a new contract, and you have like a successor in place. If you haven't done that yet, that hurts you there. So no, corner would make a lot of sense for me as kind of their second biggest need, ahead of receiver, ahead of some of the other spots. You'll see take an interior defensive line. I think that'd be really smart for them to move up a little bit in the second round and get that, you know, fifth or sixth corner off the board.
Yeah, I agree. I like that strategy. Again, that's going to depend on, you know, how you're able to maneuver and move around. as we talk about the NFL draft, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is not NFC South, but Giants take a quarterback one more year with Daniel Jones? I think so, too.
No, I think so, too. I don't know if they'll – I'll be curious to see who's the most aggressive of the Giants, the Raiders, the Broncos, the Vikings, all these teams that don't have quarterbacks and aren't in the top three. One of them will make a move to get to four to get probably ahead of the Giants at six. And then if the Giants are at six, I'm sure they can take somebody there. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, I mean, Daniel Jones is kind of in that quarterback purgatory where he hasn't been cut. But there's so much talk of finding a successor for him that even though he's getting paid this year, he's almost an afterthought. He's almost in the conversation only because of the financial commitment they've made to him. So they're kind of ghosting him as quarterbacks go. And I think, like I said, I would be surprised if they don't draft a quarterback to hedge that bet and give them another option to, if not move forward, at least have a really strong, immediate plan B. It's just one of those where, you know, this hasn't been what they wanted it to be, right, given him the money they gave him.
Greg Allman says Carl's like a prison movie. He's noticing guys are walking away from him in the yard. Talking about Daniel Jones. He joins us here on the way, not Daniel Jones, but Greg Allman here on the waitfor.com hotline. The Cowboys, they didn't do anything in free agency. We haven't heard them announce any of the re-signings. Everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen with Dak. I mean, any clue, Jerry? And they're in that kind of, they're kind of stuck because they're picking 24th. Are they going to do anything?
No, I mean, not a O-line? 24. I mean, it's one of those, I mean, O-line makes a lot of sense, whether it's tackle or center. You know, for so long, they had the best O-line in football, and it's kind of gone its separate way. I mean, guys have retired, guys have signed elsewhere. That's a team that could take a center there. I think they're at 24. Tackle, I mean, you're talking about the fifth or sixth tackle on this draft class at that point, but that would make sense for them. You know, I mean, right now, the whole talk with Dallas is inactivity. I mean, no deal for Dak, no deal for Micah Parsons, no deal for CeeDee Lamb. And those guys are all getting more expensive every time somebody at the position resets the value for what the highest paid at their position is. So, yeah, it's one of those where, I mean, I don't see them making a big splash to trade up for 24. It's probably going to be, you know, an unsexy offensive line pick, but that's kind of what they need sitting where they are right now.
There was some talk about Jaden Daniels maybe not wanting to go to the Commanders. Reports have come out. He says, I'm, quote, blessed to go wherever I'm called. Mm-hmm. Whoever calls my phone, when the commissioner gets up and says my name, I'll be blessed. And they're going to get – let me finish the comment. This is Jaden Daniels talking. They are going to get my all. Do you think this is going to be an issue?
No. I think that's the right thing to say. If anything, kind of could have put that to bed a little bit earlier.
Yep.
I mean, I think, again, you think about the commitment a team makes to take a number two overall pick and put it into somebody. I know guys in the past have been reticent, you know, hesitant to do that in terms of Eli Manning and stuff like that. But, you know, you don't have a whole lot of sway to where, no, I think he's doing the right thing, whether it's completely earnest and public or not. To say that he wants to be there. I mean, Washington, you know, in general, if you're picking top three of the draft, you don't really have a great situation to go into immediately. But you get a new coach there, a lot of new pieces coming together. Right. That's nothing he should look down upon. I think he'll be a guy that can step in and be the immediate star in that market.
As Dan Quinn said, anyone, anytime, anywhere. He couldn't help himself. By the way, before we cut you loose, did you like their Hunger Games approach of having like all the quarterbacks in at the same time?
All at once, yeah. I don't necessarily get it. It felt a little bit like the old like college recruiting weekend,
right,
except you're only going to get one of them no matter what.
Right.
So people were talking about it like the Bachelorette or something where you have a group date. It's different, and I guess I'm sure it gives you a chance to evaluate them like directly against each other, but it also seems kind of not something that's going to lead to genuine behavior and answers to the questions you have if everyone else is around you like that. We'll see. It's one of those where I think for them, it's probably a decision between two people. If that's not Daniels or May, it'll surprise a lot of people tomorrow night.
And I guess when they do arrive at Commander's Camp, Dan Quinn and hands him a rose.
Oh, geez.
Right?
The Bachelor? Really? Hey, Greg, it's always good to talk with you, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. It should be interesting, especially in the NFC South. Thanks again.
Oh, no problem. You guys enjoy the draft. Take care.
Cool. Yeah, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and I know that there's a couple of those choke points in the draft where things get interesting, and four with the Cardinals, and of course, as you said, I mean, I can't imagine God's green earth how you could take Drake May over Jaden Daniels when you compare the two, the tape, the explosiveness. It's the same stupid argument for another Carolina quarterback.
Yeah,
and I know it's apples to oranges, but Trubisky, it's the same stuff we said about him when you had guys like Deshaun Watson out there.
Mike, I think I know Cliff Kingsbury is fighting for what he wants. Whether he gets it or not, we'll see. Remember, new GM,
right.
New head coach, he's the new offensive coordinator, new ownership. Everybody's got to agree. And I know what the offensive coordinator wants there, and what you're talking about is what he wants. We'll see if he gets it. Coming up, Ross Tucker's going to join us, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. We'll find out what Ross is thinking coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It's all about the draft. Host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can check out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And, of course, we'll talk to him about my front page story in just a bit. He is a friend of ours, and he knows football, guys. Ross, it's good to have you back on the show. Counting down to the draft, my man. How you feel, by the way?
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen here?
Oh, I love it. I love the draft. You guys know I'm obsessed with the sport. And then in particular, I cover and call games college and NFL. So it's the marriage of the two. And then the last thing I would say is I never really thought about getting into coaching, but I did think about getting into the front office. I've had a couple teams reach out over the years. I like the contract stuff. I like the front office stuff. So for me, the draft is just incredible. I'm looking forward to it. I can still remember, guys, this is really funny because I'm close friends with him now, but my sophomore year of college, I think, and it was 1999 draft. We had, you know, this is back when the draft was 2 days, right? Saturday and Sunday. And we had spring ball. We had practice in the morning at Princeton. And then I had, like, a bunch of guys on the team come over to my dorm room to watch the draft because I had a big common area. I don't know if we got like, I don't know how many 30 packs we got. We just sat there and watched the draft. And the Bucks drafted a D tackle out of LSU named Anthony Booger McFarland. Okay. And the year before, my freshman year, the Vikings had drafted Matt Burke out of Harvard. And, you know, I had played at the end as a freshman against him. And then in spring ball, my freshman, they moved me to offensive line. I thought, well, if that guy can get drafted, maybe I can get a shot in the NFL, right?
Right.
I'm watching the draft. They're showing Booger at nose tackle, making tackles sideline to sideline, running like a 4.5 40. And I remember thinking, yeah. So I got to really do well in school to get one of these Wall Street jobs because the NFL is not happening. There is no chance that I could block a guy like that ever, which is funny because I went up against him a couple times and he and I had a radio show together on NFL radio for a while and we talked. But I distinctly remember watching highlights. That was really my favorite part because back then, before everything was YouTube, before everything was online, that was like the first time you watch highlight clips of these guys,
that's
right?
True.
So it's like you're watching the draft. They take the guy. They show 45 seconds of like five ridiculous plays, and you're like, oh my God, did you see that? Like, now we've all watched it before the draft even happens.
Right. Ross Tucker's with us. It's funny. Our good buddy David Pollack said the same thing his first year looking at tape, and they showed him Jonathan Ogden. He goes, I can't. What am I supposed to do against that guy? I mean, he's the size of a mountain. Ross Tucker's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The thing that gets me, Ross, is because I do all these stupid mocks and we go round and round on this stuff, is in one sentence they'll tell you this guy's the best thing, and then this, a sentence later they're breaking him down as if he sucks. You know, it's all on the same page. So some of this stuff, I think you get jammed up with a paralysis of analysis.
Well, you know what I'll say about that? I think that's the way it should be. I mean, I think for any decision – you should talk about the pros and cons. I mean, there's pros and cons for you guys when you guys bring me on the show, right? Like anything. Like, I mean, there's pros and cons. It's so funny because I was on national radio today, and they asked me about Robert Kraft and what he reportedly said to Arthur Blank about Bill Belichick, which is obviously relevant to you guys. I said, listen, he said, what do you think about Robert Kraft making sure Arthur Blank didn't hire Bill Belichick? And I said, I don't really – that's not what I took from it. I took from it that Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft have a good relationship. They're close. They're around the same age. And Arthur Blank probably called Robert Kraft and said, tell me about the guy. And I'm sure Kraft said, he's a football savant. You know, he's this, he's that. You know, he can be tough to deal with at times. He's arrogant. I mean, look, everybody has that. Everybody has the pros and cons. And wouldn't it be, if Kraft just said everything positive about Belichick, wouldn't he be a bad friend to Arthur Blank? I mean, if you guys were looking to hire an intern or a new producer, and I knew somebody, and you asked me about him, and I said, oh, he or she is the greatest thing ever, and blah, 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 and I didn't tell you that they show up late every day, you'd be like, what the heck, Ross? I mean, I could tell you she's great or he's great and this, but he's not going to get there for like 20 minutes. You know, I think... I would like to think that you guys would be honest with me. I'd be honest with you. So what's the problem with Kraft being honest with Arthur Blank?
Right. It's true. Ross, as we talk about these quarterbacks, there's been a lot of discussion. That's where this thing is going to start tomorrow. What's your take on the class? What's your take on Drake May and Jayden Daniels, and how far away are they from Caleb Williams? And, you know, is somebody going to roll the dice on Bo Nix? I mean, all this stuff. I think Michael Penix is higher on boards than people are giving him credit for. I've talked to some people who said there are multiple teams who really like him. What do you think?
So it's so interesting because it's rare to get any type of consensus. But I'm telling you guys, every quarterback guru I brought on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast over the last 5 weeks or whatever, 6 weeks, they've been unanimous when it comes to two guys, Jayden Daniels and Drake May. I'm talking Phil Sims, Greg Cosell, Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. I had Chase Daniel on last week. They all absolutely rave about Jayden Daniels. And I don't know how many of them said it. A couple of them did for sure. They think he's a better prospect than Caleb Williams.
Right on.
He is lightning as a runner. And he's a better pocket passer, better pure progression reader. I mean, they all sounded enamored with Jayden Daniels, more so than Caleb Williams. And then for Drake May, boy, they all had concerns. I mean, I think somebody said raw. Phil Sims said he was disappointed watching the tape. One of them said he doesn't have throw-to-throw accuracy. Somebody said bad footwork. Somebody said he misses layups. I mean, It was bad. It's kind of wild to me that right now most people think it's Daniels at 2, Drake May at 3, because everybody I had on my show, I don't pretend to be a quarterback guru.
Right.
You know, just once I'm going to go on somebody's show and be like, I just don't like his footwork. I just don't like his lower body. You know, like, and act like I know what I'm talking about with a quarterback's footwork. Like, give me a break, right? But the people that do know that and play the position and or study it extensively, they all love Jayden Daniels, and they're all concerned about Drake May, and yet they might go 2 and 3, which is kind of wild.
Right. Our man Ross Tucker, guys, 7 years in the NFL and now the podcast and everything else. We saw him at the Army-Navy game last time we saw the man face-to-face. The thing is, you played for the Patriots. Carl was asking the question because we've got needs. We need corners. We need edge rushers. Why don't we take two of everything? And I went back and I looked at Belichick's draft. And over the years, when we would like get all those draft picks, Ross, there was years, like 2 years in a row, he had like 12 draft picks, which is insane. And then literally his draft picks were like Noah's Ark, two tight ends, two inside linebackers. Why don't more teams try to do that and make it the contact sport and you get a lower miss rate?
Well, they should. I mean, I think the issue, number one, is that most of them don't have that many picks. And then number two, you know, most of them feel like, well, we really could use a linebacker. We really could use a safety. We really could use a D lineman. And they kind of get one of each mm-hmm. instead of two of certain positions. But you look at, like, that's worked out a couple times for the Baltimore Ravens, like at the tight end position, right? You know, they drafted the 1 year Dennis Pitta and Ed Dixon, and Pitta ended up being better. And then I think they took Hayden Hurst and yep. Mark Andrews in the same draft. Hurst was a first round pick, and Andrews, I think the third or fourth yep. round pick, ended up being the better player.
Right.
So I like that philosophy. I subscribe to that philosophy, especially when it's positions where multiple guys play, right? You know, you're going to rotate through at least five corners play, right, in during the course of the season, and at least four or five DNs play. There's no problem taking a couple of them. Same with interior defensive line. So I subscribe to that philosophy. I am curious, though, who do the fans want down there? It feels like they're going to take a defensive player. I think they should take a defensive player. You know, there's even some people who think maybe it's Byron Murphy, the D tackle from Texas now.
Yeah.
And I think there's a decent opportunity for the Falcons to trade down for somebody who comes up either for a quarterback or a receiver or an offensive tackle. Falcons might be able to trade down and still get one of the two or three best defensive players in the draft.
That's the best scenario, Ross. That is what we want. It's what right. we've been talking about. It's what we've been preaching. Because I'm not a believer in Dallas Turner at 8, just the value. Latu is the best pure pass rusher. If you're going to do that and you want pass rush, that's the guy. But do you take him at 8? I'm with you. That's the best scenario. But you need a trade partner, right? You need somebody that wants to come and get that pick. We're going to see how that plays out. I want to ask you about myfrontpagestory.com. Tell our listeners about how they can do this.
Well, I've told you guys about it before. Mother's Day is a couple weeks away. By far the best Mother's Day gift, not even close. My sister and I got one from my mom a couple years ago, and when she read the quote from my sister that I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom has heard it bawling. The way it works is you talk to one of their writers for 10 minutes while you're driving to Chick-fil-A or driving home from work. You tell them how great your mom is. They write this unbelievable story, and then they get a couple pictures from you. So it looks like it's on the cover of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's framed, it's beautiful, and when you give it to her, to be able to do something different rather than like a gift card or flowers, to be able to say, Mom, I want to do something special, so I had a story written about you. It's like my mom started bawling. She has it hanging up literally right next to her front door, which is a little bit weird, but it's right next to her front door.
Right.
So I highly, highly recommend it. Just go on your phone whenever you get a chance, myfrontpagestory.com. Get it on your get the browser open and then order it later, and you'll hit it out of the park. I mean, moms are everybody's first round pick. They're everybody's top choice, number one overall pick. So get them the gift they deserve. Myfrontpagestory.com. Myfrontpagestory.com.
All right, man.
Ross, great stuff, man. Enjoy the draft. We'll get a chance to chop it up after all this goes down and see what you thought and whether – you know, this thing played out the way we thought it would. It never does, but it's so much fun. It never does. That's why I always laugh.
That's what makes it fun. Yeah. Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, you.
Ross Tucker, guys.
It is the best reality show in the world. All right, Carl, real quick. I know we got to catch a break. Grant's coming up. What if I told you ready-made pass rusher for sale right now?
Who?
Well, according to Adam Schefter just a few minutes ago, Bengals 3-time Pro Bowler Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade. 38 sacks the last 3 years, including 15 last year for the Bengals.
He was way better than Marcus Davenport.
Due to make $15 million this season, looking for more long-term security on his current deal. I just looked at his Spotrac. He's got a deal until 2025. He's 29. He'll be 30 in December in his prime.
Yes.
and ready to roll.
Yeah.
Trade a second rounder and make a long-term deal. How about that?
Listen, you get an experienced guy who can come in and help you immediately. Mike, it's another option. And by the way, I make that reference because he played in New Orleans.
Right.
Matter of fact, he played for our last coordinator. Right. So
I'm telling you, though, this guy is a stud. He's ready-made. He's good to go, but you'd have to make it work. You have to make the money work.
Interesting. All right. That's something that's out there. By the way, you will see some of these trades. There are rumors out there that Brandon Ayuk's going to get traded tomorrow, Mike. I mean, you know, so it will not surprise me if some of the guys that we've talked about end up being moved in a potential trade. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley. Braves try to finish this series tonight with the Marlins next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuña Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
This hour brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We'll hear from Brandon Gauden coming up in the 6 o'clock hour from Bally Sports. Right now, let's talk to our man Grant McCauley, because, Grant, we were waiting on Max Fried to do what he did. And, you know, it was one of those things, I don't know, I didn't expect a complete game. But as the game went along, I was kind of like, man, he's pitching well. And then you kind of look up and you go, it's the seventh. It's the eighth. Yeah. He's coming back out there.
Mm-hmm.
What a performance last night, huh?
Yeah, it was tremendous. I mean, I have this thing I like to post on social media when things are going well for Max Fried. It's maximum Fried. And he was definitely that last night. I mean, the control, the execution, I think that's what we talked about yesterday, was, you know, being able to really command his pitches, work to all the different quadrants. And he had six different pitches working against the Marlins last night. He got a ton of ground balls. It wasn't all about, you know, piling up strikeouts, although those are nice, and he had a half a dozen of those. But he really just seemed like he was in complete control, and I don't think it would have mattered what lineup was out there. That's how good Max Fried looked with that complete game effort. Nine innings, shutout ball, Braves' first complete game since 2022 of the nine-inning variety, first shutout since, Bryce Elder was the last one that did it in 2022. So it doesn't happen very often these days as far as complete games are concerned.
I know that we're looking for a sign. The Marlins are still professionals, and it was amazing to see the rhythm. And I've said to Carl, was it a few years ago when Cole Hamels was trying to make it stick and can never get here? And the concept, Grant, of pitching to contact and the way Max mm-hmm. is doing it. So what you saw last night is the perfect example of him just totally in the zone and doing what he's supposed to be doing.
It's a really great example of that. And even when he was a prospect, I don't think people realized exactly how well Max Fried keeps the ball on the ground, because everybody looked at Michael Soroka and said, okay, well, sinker baller, he's going to get all these ground balls. He'll get some strikeouts, but man, he's just going to generate all this weak contact. But if you go and look at the numbers year over year, you know, when those two guys were in the rotation together and just overall what Max Fried has become, he's an excellent ground ball pitcher. And last night, 17 ground ball outs of the 27 he needed to complete that game. That just kind of underscores, when he's going, the weak contact that you are going to get. And I think the Braves infield, at least to me, as far as the eye test is concerned this year, has been pretty darn good. I've been really impressed with the left side of the infield, with Austin Riley. Seems like every night he's making some kind of play.
And Orlando Arcia has looked extremely good this year as well. And you could have Ozzie Albies back by weekend's end. So a lot of good things trending there. And you got a Gold Glover at first base as well. Don't want to forget him. But, you know, that always helps when you've got somebody that's able to generate the kind of ground balls that Max Fried was in that complete game yesterday.
All right. So tonight we get a guy that, listen, I didn't think he would be as good as he's been so far. Ronaldo has been pretty good.
Yeah, he has. I mean, if you look at it overall, I don't think anybody had him. Braves' best starting pitcher closing in on the end of April. I don't think Ronaldo Lopez would have made that list. I would have bought in on Spencer Strider. Unfortunately, we all know what happened there. I would have, you know, second guess Max Fried. Well, now he's finally getting himself on track. Sale and Morton, I think, have been fine. Sale has actually looked better than fine to me. But Ronaldo has been a true surprise. And watching him go, I mean, he's a fastball, slider-type pitcher. He, you know, does a little bit of a show-me third pitch, but he doesn't really need it because of how good he is and how well he's commanded the strike zone. Talked about what Max Fried was trying to do. Ronaldo Lopez has been doing that three times out. He's allowed one run across 18 innings thus far, and I think he could pile up some strikeouts, and maybe this is the kind of night to do it.
The Braves taking on the Marlins, doing what they're supposed to do, as Grant McCauley joins, just beating up on the teams that just can't handle their business, which is, again, and look, the good news is we don't get stuck watching 15,000 games of the Nationals and the Marlins, but it is important to take advantage of it.
It is. It definitely is. And I think the Nationals are kind of playing at least a little bit of the role that the Marlins played a year ago, where you don't expect much of them, but they're kind of tough. They've got a few young players that are worth watching, a couple of wily veterans you throw into the mix there, and hey, maybe they could just make a run at getting back to 500, which, you know, that's not a thing we have to talk about a lot around Atlanta, but you flash back to 7-8 years ago, getting to 500 would have been seen as progress, and I think the Nationals are on that track. But 19 times a year for the divisional matchups, I love baseball, but you start to feel like Groundhog Day when you're playing one team that many times, let alone four teams that many times, the way that the old division play was set up.
Grant, as far as this lineup, I mean, we've seen, you know, Snit. I mean, he really hasn't had to do anything. He's running these guys out, and they're smoking the ball. But, you know, I keep thinking, okay, he's going to tweak some things. He really hasn't had to do that, has he? Even with the injuries to Albies and what we've had to deal with here early in the season.
No, really. I mean, and I talked with the guys on the midday show a little bit about the number two spot. You've seen Orlando Arcia there. You've seen Michael Harris there. And that's kind of dependent on a righty or a lefty starter and having the opposite-handed bat up there. But Ronald Acuna Jr. is Ronald Acuna Jr., even with what people would look at and say not a typical start from him in the power department. He's still hitting close to 300, on-basing over 400, stealing bases, scoring runs. The home runs are going to come. Austin Riley and Matt Olson are going to figure their stuff out, and I don't think that, you know, Snit needs to go in and say, okay, well, somebody hadn't hit well in the week. Time to change the whole lineup when you've scored the second most runs in all of baseball. I think you just kind of ride it out. You've got veterans who, and talking to Matt Olson in particular a couple of times over the last couple of years, he likes knowing that, hey, my name is in the lineup. I know where I'm going to be. I don't really care where I'm hitting, but I know I'm going to be in there. And Austin Riley, to kind of further that point, said, you can't help the team from the bench. So when you are going through these things, you want to hit your way through it. And nobody's more aware of it than the guy that's neck deep in it. And I hope Olson is able to figure out a good time tonight to go ahead and break that hitless streak and get himself back on track.
So, Grant, based on what the reports say, you know, Travis d'Arnaud goes to Max and says, hey, you need a complete game out of you.
Yeah.
And he goes over to Olson, hey, he's like a 3 out of 5 tonight. And go,
He could do that, but I tell you who guys might want to talk to whenever they're going through it. It sounds like Marcelo Ozuna is that guy, because Matt Olson mentioned that once last year. Travis d'Arnaud just this past week said, hey, I talked with Marcelo Ozuna. Then he goes off and has his big home run binge weekend. And also Michael Harris a year ago was having a terrible time trying to get himself on track. Who did he get encouragement from? It wasn't a hitting clinic, but Marcelo Ozuna. I mean, he's kind of been that guy. So maybe that's who you got to go and see, hey, maybe I could borrow your bat tonight and get something going with me. I don't know. But either way, I do think that, like, the level-headed approach that these guys have, knowing that, you know, today may not have been my day, but I'm back out there tomorrow, that new opportunity that's there, I think that's a mindset that's really prevalent in the kind of culture that the Braves have built, to just know that today might be your day, even if yesterday wasn't.
Hey, Matt, look in the mirror. You are a professional hitter. You're good
there
enough,
you go.
And people like you. Back to you, Carl Dukes.
Grant McCauley.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves. I'm sorry.
We are talking about our Braves. Hopefully they can finish this series, but it's been a good homestand so far, man. You know, I'm looking at these offensive numbers. Remember at the beginning of the season, I know we got a long way to go, I was like, can this offense be better? Can the pitching, or more importantly, the bullpen be better? Grant, the hitting has been right there, right? I mean, like, when you look at the overall numbers, batting average, OPS, slugging,
yeah,
it's been where kind of where we left off from last season, which is kind of amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the Braves, and then a sizable gap in most categories. We're talking about batting average. I mean, runs scored, they may be down a little bit. They're in the top 10, but they played three fewer games than just about every other team ahead of them, and we're talking about a differential of maybe 5 to 10 runs. Give them three games. They'll figure out a way to score 5 or 10 runs. That's just who this offense is. But OPS, runs per game, they do lead Major League Baseball in that, so maybe that's where the hat should be hung. But regardless of how you look at it, this has been a really good offense. It just hasn't been who we thought it was going to be in the early going, but that bodes well, I think, because imagine what happens when Austin Riley does get hot and Matt Olson does get hot and Ronald Acuna Jr. starts hitting those home runs. This offense could be even more dangerous, but it all seems to even out. But when you accumulate this much talent, you know, when you assemble the Avengers, something good's going to happen, and it appears that that's what the Braves lineup is trending towards.
All right, man. We'll see what happens tonight. And hopefully they can keep this thing going. I mean, two shutouts, right? They can't make it three, can they? Three in a row?
They certainly could. This Marlins club is having a little bit of trouble in the power and the run scoring department, and they didn't really do much about it over the course of the winter. So I don't think they really have anybody to blame but themselves.
All right. Grant, great stuff. And again, I said this, you are going to be on this weekend. I know we got a lot of draft coverage going on, but you're going to be on Sunday, correct?
We do. Sunday 5 to 7 is where I am penciled in the lineup, and I'm going to chat with 2021 World Series champion Stephen Vogt, who is now the manager of the Cleveland Guardians.
Wow.
We've known each other for about 15 years, so I'm really excited to sit down with Stephen this weekend, catch up with him. And this is one of the hottest teams in baseball, so the Braves are going to have their hands full.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
When you know you get old, when guys you watch now are managers.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
It's crazy. Managers got younger than me, I realized that I had totally aged out of the game.
Good stuff, Grant.
By the way, when I was a kid, hey, Grant, Ron Gardenhire was a rookie with the Mets, and his wife was sitting next to us because we sat behind home plate, and she goes, the stadium is so big. That was the moment for me when he was managing the Twins back in the day.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
It's wild.
Looking forward to that conversation, man. Hopefully we can get another one tonight. Thanks again, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. All right, Grant McCauley, Braves, MLB. He does all the things, guys. Mike, you mentioned this as we get into the 6 o'clock hour. There is a pass rusher that apparently is demanding a trade. Would the Falcons be interested in maybe acquiring Trey Hendrickson? He plays currently for the Bengals. We saw him with the Saints for a few years, and, guys, he was getting sacks with Cam and all those guys. He goes up to the Bengals. He's just as good.
He's a machine the last 3 years up there.
So it is something that may play out tomorrow as the draft gets underway.
I'll give you the schematic argument for and against it. How about that?
All right. We'll be back. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.